Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 7th of January. I'm your host, Paul White. I cannot overemphasize the importance of our verse for today. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6. It's probably one of the most important verses for our understanding of what really happens at the cross and the fundamental understanding of the new covenant. Because inside of this verse, it contains our universal guilt and it contains His universal sacrifice. Isaiah 53, 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Or literally, this is a little better in the Hebrew, the Lord has caused to land on him the iniquity of us all. Notice that the verse starts with the all-encompassing word all and ends with the encompassing word all. All we like sheep have gone astray. The Lord has caused to land all of our iniquities on him. He laid on him the iniquity of us all. So we start with the universality of the verse, all of us. We end with all of our iniquities landing on him, from the entire world and its guilt to the one man and his innocence and then presumed guilt as the sacrifice for all of us. All we like sheep have gone astray speaks to our wandering, which is what sheep will do. It's in their very nature to wander. Sheep do not defend themselves. They can't fight back. They aren't swimmers, so they can't go over water. They aren't good climbers. They are often, when not shorn, they're often too heavy for their own legs, so they don't run well. They are easy to attack and easy to destroy. They have to be guarded and they have to be led. One of the great, you could call it insults of the Bible, is that we are consistently referred to as sheep. But it's the Bible's way of us identifying our need for a shepherd. When Jesus presents his earthly ministry, particularly John's version of that ministry, Jesus is presented as the good shepherd. He's presented as the one whom the sheep can listen to and follow and obey. If you're willing to break your own personal pride and recognize yourself as a sheep, what it does is put you in a position to look for a good shepherd. And then our gaze falls upon Jesus. Isaiah 53, 6 is declaring all of us guilty in that not only are we sheep, but we go astray like sheep, meaning we have failed in our own measure. We have failed in one way or the other. Now, I'm not one who says that you need to sit every day and look at your past and investigate your sins. You should learn from your past, and you should learn from what results happened because of your sins so that you don't walk back into those results. Why would you want to repeat the chaos of the past when you don't have to? If you keep repeating the chaos of the past, you haven't learned anything from it. So yes, look at it to learn, and yes, look at it to fertilize your future, but don't stare at who you used to be. However, take a moment every now and then and look at the moments and the places in your life where you have gone astray, because what it shows you is the sort of ineptitude spiritually that we are without a good shepherd. It will cause your eyes to turn towards him. Once we've established that sort of guilt of us all, and then we recognize that Isaiah 53, 6 talks about how we've turned to our own way, and the Lord caused to land on Jesus the iniquity of us all, then what I have done wrong in my straying is not on my head. It is unfairly on Jesus. I say unfairly because Jesus is the innocent lamb. Jesus did not do anything to deserve that to fall upon him, but it falls upon him. It doesn't just fall. I love that the verse ends with, the Lord caused to land on him the iniquity of us all. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't circumstance. It wasn't coincidence. It wasn't an afterthought that Jesus would pay for our sins. The Lord caused to land on him the iniquity of us all means that it was in the divine will of God. He even uses Jehovah, capital L-O-R-D, covenant God. It was in God's covenantal plan that my failure land on Jesus. If you can comprehend that for yourself, personalize that today. It was God's covenantal plan that my sin land upon Jesus. Then why would you hang yourself for your sin? Again, this does not indicate that sin doesn't cause problems or have repercussions or consequences. Of course it does. But those repercussions and consequences are not God's judgment against you, because God caused to land on Jesus the iniquity of us all. I wish we took the death of the Good Shepherd as serious as we take sin in the modern church, because we spend a lot of time dealing with sin and not a lot of time dealing with the death of the Good Shepherd. In fact, Jesus is one of the hardest characters to find in the church. I had someone recently tell me that their parents were looking for a church, and they visited a different church every Sunday for a year. That's 52 local churches. That's easy to do, by the way, because there's not a spot in America you couldn't find 52 local churches. You might find one car lot, one restaurant, one stoplight. You'll probably find 52 local churches within an hour. They visited 52, and they heard Jesus during the sermon twice in 52. That's almost hard to believe, but it's not, sadly. And I don't laugh because it's humorous. I honestly laugh because it's sad. It shouldn't be this hard to find the centerpiece of the new covenant. God laid on Jesus the iniquity of us all. Somebody ought to be talking about that. Somebody ought to be proclaiming that. Somebody ought to be rejoicing over that. Somebody ought to be rallying around that. I am. I think you are as well. Go out there today and rally around the idea that the covenant God laid upon Jesus the iniquity of us all. What an amazing statement. We'll continue with this most spectacular chapter, Isaiah 53, tomorrow on the DDP. Have a great day. God bless.